Hello, welcome to the Thursday, June 18th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Today, a paper released by some researchers did create quite a bit of press with details about cross-application resource vulnerabilities in iOS. The problem here is that an iOS application typically runs in a sandbox and should not have unrestricted access to another application's resources. There is some access possible, but usually that access is very tightly controlled. One particular item here that created, I think, most of the press is access to the Apple Keychain. Applications can store passwords within that iOS keychain, and with that, a user can remember passwords, so they don't have to be typed in again and again. Now, the way this access works is that if an application does create a password, it first checks whether or not a password with these names and attributes already exists. If it does exist, it will just update the content. If it does not exist, then it will create a new item. And with that new item, it will also create appropriate access controls. The problem here is that if you have an application that's malicious, it may create an item that has not yet been set by the target application. If the user then later starts that application, sets a new password, that application will find there is already a password entry, and it will just update the content without updating the restrictions that are being applied to this entry. And of course, the malicious application did set up this entry to allow access to the new value. So the target here is a little bit more limited in the sense that it only works if you install the malicious application before you use the target or the victim application. However, there is no real good protection here for the victim application for this attack. The problem here is really how this is implemented in the operating system. Apple has been informed late last year about this vulnerability and has asked for 6 months to fix it. But at this point, even after the 6 months have expired, there is no fix available. The researchers that wrote this paper were also successful in having an application added to Apple's App Store that does implement this particular attack. This vulnerability also does not just apply to iOS, but it also applies to OS X. For example, if a user tries to protect their system by limiting themselves to installing applications from the App Store, which are all supposed to be sandboxed, and then these attacks can help an attacker to gain access to other applications' data. The probably best and only defense at this point is to be careful what you install and not rely just on application sandboxing to keep applications apart from each other. And Samsung phones apparently suffer from an unsecure update mechanism for the SwiftKey keyboard that's being used by these phones by default. The way the attack would work is the attacker would have to wait for the keyboard software to check for updates, which happens over HTTP, and then use a tool like EvilCrate or just a simple web server in order to offer a malicious update. This attack could be effective even if the user switched to a different keyboard. The keyboard would still be updated and it could still be used to run malicious code on the target phone. And for those listeners who routinely do memory forensics, you may already be familiar with the WallDiff tool. This is a tool that works with the volatility memory analysis tool in order to find differences between two memory dumps. So for example, you could compare a reference memory dump that you took from a known good install, your base install of a particular operating system, and compare it to one that you suspect of being infected. Pretty neat tool. There's a new version of it out now with a couple of new features. So if you're using this tool, you may want to take a look at it and check out the updated version. And then we have another update from the free and automated certificate authority, Let's Encrypt. They're now saying that they will offer first keys to end users mid-September. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks and for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.